Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Now the public emergency is happening now!
I feel like I need my red alert sounder.
Where's the red alert sounder?
Where is my red alert
sounder? Someone stole the red alert sounder!
Yeah, the mayor declared an emergency.
It's an emergency!
Not really red alert.
That's fog. That's not the fog sound.
Yeah.
And they're declaring a fog.
I need my, meh, meh, meh.
All right, who stole the mat, Matt?
Yeah.
Well, damn weekenders.
The mayor declared an emergency, a public emergency, over the lack of water at a golf course.
A golf course.
That's when you know you have rich people problems there in Hampden.
For God's sake, the queen's not green.
Good for you, Hampden.
My God, 6 o'clock, I'm going.
Hampden, you're doing pretty well when your big problem is the golf course doesn't have enough water.
Yeah.
And they're serving domestic ice cream and domestic beer. Oh, my God. What's going on here? For God's sake, there is a Hyundai in the parking lot. This is terrible. Sound the alarm. We have a problem here.
There's someone in Hampden who has a real problem. And, you know, they're like, well, I don't know if this is this counts. Like,
I don't care. There's no budget for schools. They have no water at the golf course.
Red alert. Red alert. There's no water at the golf course in Hampden.
My khakis are not pleated.
Don't exactly think it's a state of emergency.
Right. That man has a golf club from Sears.
So apparently the town of Hampden owns Laurel View Country Club, and no one's been paying the water bill there.
Whoops. Whoops.
And it seems that, there could be a problem with the grass. You know, once you lose that grass, now you have a problem.
Yes, big problem. Huge.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Big time problem.
Yes.
So, Mayor Kurt Balzano, Leng, says Regional Water Authority won't turn on the water until it is paid.
Everybody get down with their sprinklers? For God's sake!
It's funny because I saw the headline. I'm like, ooh, public emergency in here. And I thought, oh, this is a bigger problem. See, there's no water at the golf course. I'm like, okay. Wow, that mayor's doing a good job there. He's got everything so figured out and solved that water on the golf course is a public emergency.
There's no water at Bushwood. For God's sake.
You know, that has to be like, got to have a press conference if you have a public emergency, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. This public emergency, Mayor, explain this to us. The people are concerned.
For God's sake, there was no water at the golf course.
Wait. I'm sorry. I misheard you. I heard you say there's no water at the golf course, but I was asking you specifically about the public emergency in Hampden.
Well, this is a public emergency because of no water. The public might show up. There is no water at the golf course.
Wait, so let me write this down. So there's no water at the golf course.
Precisely.
Does that mean people will, does the water in Hampden go through the golf course, then reach, are you saying the people of Hampden have no water?
No, they have plenty of water.
Is that the emergency?
For God's sake,
so the people of Hampden have plenty of water.
All right, screw them.
Okay.
We need water at the golf course.
All right, so trying to figure out how this is a public emergency.
My God, have you seen the greens? They're brown.
If there's no water at the golf course, does that mean that Hampden does not get some sort of federal funding, which means the homeless people won't be fed?
Never mind them!
Is this not water at the golf? Is this some sort of code? Is someone being held hostage? Is everyone okay?
We have to feed our lawn! Feed it, for God's sake! We've been relying upon rain to get it to happen!
So there's, is this going to affect the schools in any way?
Yeah, the children are going to go to school for golfing, yes. All the golf students are being, I'm having a problem here. God's sake. How come you people are just standing there, find water?
There's no water at the golf course. I'm trying to
figure out. I'm passing a hat right now. Pay the bill.
Public emergency.
Pay the bill. I want bake sales. I want everything. Sell your car if you have to.
So there's no problems on Dixwell Avenue at all.
Oh, screw Dixwell.
Okay.
We're talking the golf course. The real reason for our being.
So taxes aren't too high.
You can't have a golf course.
Public education's been figured out, and the homeless are being fed and
those problems
nurtured
will still
and
be there for God's sake. There's only certain golf season.
cancer's been cured.
Oh, never mind cancer. We have a problem.
You see the rest of the press corps left.
We have a major problem. There's a cancer at the golf course. No water.
They're like, this guy knows nothing. We're getting out of here.
Yeah.
You think the ball will be easier to find on brown grass?
I think so.
The ball should not land and break the grass.
That's a fair point.
Snap.
It's like when you singe your hair,
right.
And it's fine until you touch it, which I have a story coming up on it later.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, where do we go here? Oh, let's do this, because we're coming off of Memorial Day weekend. You may have seen this on the news. It's getting played everywhere. 96-year-old World War II veteran played the national anthem on his harmonica before the U.S. women's soccer team played Mexico on Sunday. Here's the end.
The end?
No, you played a whole clip.
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. So the national anthem is 2.5 minutes long.
The last 41 seconds.
I should have said, here's the last 41 seconds. Please, Ashley, play the entire clip.
Obviously, she fell off the boat on Friday.
Oh, Jesus. Funk. In Ashley's defense, she was in a shark costume Friday for a long time.
There was no air in there.
And I think she may have overheated and stroked out. Okay, go ahead. He's like waiting.
Ah, 96 man. Years old, still have that much wind. That's awesome.
Oh, but if that doesn't, the sound of that, 96 and World War II and just the sadness and the harmonica, it's all him,
you,
all
man.
By himself. Ugh.
Right in the
that
heart.
Doesn't get you.
He's in a wheelchair, very cute guy, and he takes his hat off and tipped his hat to the crowd.
Jesus.
Yep.
Aww.
They show
I got
crazy.
Terry just listening to that 40-second clip.
A great man.
Which almost became 10 seconds. Thanks to
yeah, really.
Ashley. Yeah, I saw a lot of moving posts, and it was nice that a lot of people were recognizing it. Because I remember when I was growing up, it wasn't really... It was like, hey, Memorial Day, picnic.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've tuned into what this is about
exactly.
A little bit more now than when I was growing up. I do have to say, though, and I know they don't mean to be respectful or disrespectful, but I saw a few television people. I won't say they're from Connecticut, whatever. But you know how Instagram models just think, you know, I could post a picture of myself and get 1,000 likes?
Yeah.
There are a few reporters who were like, I'm going to post a picture of me looking sexy in front of the Vietnam Memorial, you know? It's like, you don't have to be in that picture. Like,
no.
I understand people that follow you want to see nice pictures of you.
Yeah.
But when you're posting something for Memorial Day, it's okay if you take a picture off. In other words, I'm going to sit this one out.
Right.
I'm going to let this be about the Vietnam Memorial.
Yeah, just take a picture of that.
I don't need to be in it.
Or a flag or something, yes.
Yeah. And... I don't know. There were a few. I'm like, okay.
It's not about you.
But then I read the comments, and not one person said, hey, step aside. I want to see the whole memorial.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, people were like, true that, and you look sexy. I'm like,
you're really, what makes this country
really,
wonderful.
Really? You're so sexy. Yeah, come on. Look at the goddamn post and just for
use your brains.
Just one time.
Use your
just,
brains.
Just
God's sake. Go play golf in Hampton.
Right. State of emergency. Yeah. But there were a lot of a lot of really nice posts. So, of course, I'm going to focus in on the two that, like, annoyed the crap out of me. Jeopardy guy.
Is
he pissing anyone off?
Nah.
Really?
My mom's
pissed
off.
Wait, so you're happy for him?
Yeah. If he can win it, go for it. My mom's pissed off at him, though. Hey, you let somebody else play.
I love this guy.
Mom, the whole point is to win. She didn't quite get that.
Yeah, it's a game.
Yeah.
He has mastered playing the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Jeopardy to begin with because I never sit there and, like, have a run where I'm like, oh, I would have cleaned the clock on this one, unless it's a music category, you know?
I'm always surprised when I get something right. I'm like, oh, my God, I got it right. That's not my category, you know? I'm like, oh, my God, I knew that from school. Oh, my God, I retained it.
That never happens for me.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I would have to, they used to play Jeopardy twice. So I forgot what the schedule was. So they'd play at like three, like a rerun. So I forgot which channel it was. This is going back to the 80s.
Right.
But they'd play it at like three, and then they'd play it again at like seven on this channel.
Yeah.
And one day I watched it at three, and then 7 o'clock rolls around, and I have some friends over at the house, and it comes on. And I just start nailing every answer.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like, crap that you would bet $1,000 I know nothing about.
Mind blown.
Funny.
And, like, soon as the card, like, no one even picked up that. The thing just flipped over. There's no way I even know what it is yet.
Right.
Flip over. Geometry. Answer. The question is geometry.
Right.
Like, how the hell did you know that?
Oh, my God, you're a genius. How come you not playing, dude?
Yeah.
How come you're not in the Mensa program?
I know. That was the only time I really enjoyed watching Jeopardy.
See, that sounds fun.
But this guy, super contestant, James Hollitzer, has now surpassed the $2 million mark.
All right. Go, James.
Just won a grand total of $2,065,535. Now, after taxes, he'll probably get 59 cents.
Right.
So he's inching closer to champion Ken Jennings' all-time record. He brought home $2.5 million at the end of his winning streak. So what is this clip of? Is this him surpassing the $2 million mark?
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
Let's go to James now. He had $39,400, and you risked $35,000. That takes you up to $74,400 and $2,065,535. You'll be here to defend again. So long.
Now, is that Alex? That's Alex Trebek now.
Yeah.
Right? Because he sounds tired.
Right. Yeah, well, he's undergoing the
chemo. No, I know, but like just the fact that he's going in and doing these shows.
Yeah.
And I hope this guy breaks Ken Jennings' record now.
I hope so, too.
He's close. So Ken Jennings won 74 games, and this guy's won, what, like 28 now, something like that? And, like, he's very close to his total in terms of, like, winnings.
Yeah, how many did Ken Jennings win?
He won 74 games in a row.
This guy's doing, like, half the time because he bets all in.
Right.
You know, he's, like, he's a gambler. He bets all in.
Yeah.
It's so great when he does it, too, because, like, you can still tell that the contestants, like, they haven't caught up yet to, like, when these were taped and aired. It's like people don't know what they're up against. They're just like, oh, he's won a bunch of games. And then he's got like a $16,000 lead already. And he hits the daily double and he just goes, all the cheddar. And they're like, what does that mean? He's like, yeah, I'm doubling all of it. And they're like, what is happening?
What's happening?
I think, though, they'll tape 5 or 7 in a day.
Yeah.
So some of those people know what's happening. But they probably don't know the record. I don't know. Do they enclose him in a room where it's like you can't watch what's happening out there?
I have no idea.
And yeah, I don't know.
Other contestants have been on the record that they're intimidated because it's like a 3-step process. So it's like he bets all the bottom bets. So he takes all the $1,000 off of the board right away. So even if you're going to catch up, like you have to really hit so many other, and he's a trivia buff, so he knows the answers.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't miss. Like, watching this guy answer questions is fascinating because he's bouncing from category to category, and he's just nailing the answer. And then the last thing that they really say is why he's winning so well is because this buzzer, like, when you buzz in on Jeopardy, is such a big deal. So if you're, like, a split second too early, it locks you out for, like, a quarter of a second, which doesn't sound like much, but if you can't buzz in, you can't answer the question.
Exactly.
You can't. So he has that timing
perfectly down.
Perfectly down.
It's like a machine.
It's unreal.
Yeah. Well, didn't they have someone match up against the IBM computer or whatever? Like, I'd like to see this guy go against
that was
the computer.
Ken Jennings, I think.
Yeah, against a computer they had.
Yeah.
I forget what the computer
so
name was.
They'll pull this guy back out around the next ratings period, whatever that is, the February or whatever.
Yeah. And Ken Jennings is on record that he likes this guy, and they've been, like, going back and forth on Twitter.
Oh,
so,
that
like,
would
everyone
be...
feels like it's going to happen.
Oh, that would be good.
Sexual tension? Yeah.
No, not that.
Yeah. Well, that would not be good. Let's start with the guy who got his wiener stuck in a pipe.
Is that him now?
16-year-old in Malaysia had to be freed from a pipe by fire crews after he found a waist-high pipe sticking out of a wall, and apparently it was too tempting to resist.
If you can't get laid in a place called Malaysia, I mean, come on.
He got his penis into the alloy tube, but struggled for an hour to get it out before calling for help.
Always wait till the swelling goes down.
You just leave it up. Put it in your pants, and now it looks great.
But he saved the village from a flood.
That's right.
Thank God.
His
for
finger
the
was
boy.
Too small to plug the dike.
I know what I'll do. I'll use this. I have saved the village. Oh, he said in Malaysian.
Rescuers used a saw to cut the pipe.
They mean the actual metal pipe, right? Not the one the kid laid, right?
Hey, we're going to use this saw to cut the pipe that your dink is in.
Your sister's ass!
Exactly.
Was his reply?
Yeah. Mm. And then they brought the boy to the hospital to have the pipe removed from his penis. See,
that's the best. You come walk in and you get this pipe around your willy.
You know, you never think of firefighters like this kind of stuff. Right. You know, you think of firefighters like, wow, they're on a roof, on a big incline at night, chop them, you know, a hole through the roof.
Right.
So they can vent the smoke, or they're going through a house room by room to find, you know, all of that. And then it's like, oh, yeah. And I had to cut this guy's, you know, dink from a pipe.
That's the story they'll stick with, though, the rest of their lives. You would not believe the one time I had this stupid kid.
We actually have audio. This is audio of the crew using a large circular saw to try and free the boy.
I'm sorry, but if the sound of that saw doesn't make you shrivel and pull right out of there. I'm like, I'm good.
As soon as the rescuers show up, wouldn't it be like,
exactly. unless he's an exhibitionist and this made him turn him on even more. Look at me right now.
Apparently.
Look at me.
It's hard to like say that was an accident, too. It's like, I was walking naked and fell, and look where I landed.
Right.
Yeah, or I was, I was going to take a leak, and I thought, you know, it'd be better to go in the pipe.
Exactly. I didn't want to stick out. I was trying to hide myself. Yeah, I figured I just hugged the wall. You know, we have any idea.
I was taking a leak, and then a mother with some kids started walking by, so I had to hide it immediately. I couldn't just stop midstream.
I was I was chasing after a chipmunk.
That's it. Yes.
Chipmunk.
Wait, what?
In Malaysia, you know, Malaysian chipmunk.
Malaysian chipmunks, man, yeah.
It's very popular over there.
Very, yeah.
Why are you at court today? Corinne's outside the Waterbury court talking to Street Pete. Do we have a little mini montage of what just happened?
I got caught a charge. I was locked up in the pen. The facilities failed to protect me. And, I'm here in Waterbury, Connecticut.
What was the weapon?
My hands.
My hands.
I love all that. We just posted a picture of her on the Chaz and AJ Instagram. She looks friendly enough.
Right.
Yeah.
She was a victim of circumstance.
Exactly. Yeah. Had to protect herself, for God's sake.
All right, what's next?
That hands.
My hands was the weapon.
You beat somebody up.
With my bare hands.
Bare hands.
Yeah.
Up to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What else happened?
Have you ever beaten anyone badly with your hands?
Mm-hmm.
Pete?
I have, yeah.
Well, she totally. Couldn't find a frying pan, so carries my hands. They wouldn't continue to run their face into the
bar. Well, she was in the pen.
Right.
Right.
She had to use her hands.
Now she's in the kitchen. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Like a gong.
Have you ever beaten anyone with your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Had fights.
Two. Uh-huh. Two?
Two.
That's it?
Yep. Unlucky.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be in the fight. I tried to win.
Yeah, I had a couple situations like that, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a fight.
No. The last thing I want to do.
No. Yeah, right. Especially, and you learn later on in life, it's like, yeah, it's ridiculous.
You don't feel good afterwards, either.
No. It doesn't feel good.
No, you don't.
How about you, Ashley?
No.
Phil, just want to learn,
Phil, I know is a no. I've asked him before.
No, I've never been in a fight.
You would think.
But Street Pete was a big yes.
Yeah. Wait, what's that, AJ?
You would think the way he talks.
That someone would have beaten him.
Exactly.
Not that he beat someone with his hand.
I think that Phil Phil would be good in a fight. I don't know why. There's something about him that, like, he'll get, like, this weird, like, you know, like, wah! Like, come at you.
I think that's the nicest thing you've ever said about
him. Well, his dad's a boxer. He had to have shown him something.
No.
Like King Samoa that day was?
Right.
He's, like, yeah. Tall and quick like a gazelle.
Right.
Now, if you're a hamster...
Yes, I feel like you're going down. Phil's going to smash your face until it bleeds and then use your blood to draw pictures.
So horrible.
It was a guinea pig.
Is that true?
It lived.
Oh, God.
Ashley needs to hear it. We need to. The nice thing about having a new person is you get to tell all your stories and all brand new.
We got to
tell her about Phil.
Like, poor guinea pig.
Don't mess with Phil. All right. Do we want to know about Street Pete? How bad did you beat someone up? What's your worst time you beat someone up?
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Think on that one. We don't have all.
You
day.
Beat
all
Jesus?
Right. Well, I know. There's so many.
There's so many?
Yeah, that's what we did in Hart. It's like we drank and fought. We fought each other. I think everybody fought each other once in the whole town. There was 33,000 of us.
It actually says that. Well,
really?
Yeah, that's what each other, we do. We drink. We used to go up the mountain and, like, there's up the mountain, there's these gorges. We used to, you know, throw people off the edge and stuff.
Oh, my God.
What sacrifices for that?
Hold on. Everyone that's been thrown off the edge, have they been found? Or is there a pile of skeletal remains somewhere?
We throw them into the gorge. But
one guy's still alive.
That doesn't seem like a fight. That seems like an ambush.
Wow.
We didn't like each other.
Well, you know what? Like, I don't like you enough to beat you up, so I'm going to throw you off the ledge. Let the rocks beat your face.
To the gorge!
Right. Sounds like ancient Sparta.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
They make all the kids fight each other, and the survivors only get to be part of the civilization.
You didn't know at that age what consequences were. You know, that's what we did. We fought, we drank, we made up. At the end of the day, we were friends again.
Right.
You know, in the morning you start yelling at each other. By 2 o'clock, you guys have drunk.
There was a booze fueled. Right. What did you say? And what do you mean? What did I say?
Right.
You know how long that walk?
Next thing you know, you're flying down a ledge,
and that was kindergarten.
Your head on rocks.
I just imagine them all like old school, holding up swords, like to the gorge. You know,
to the gorge. I say we take this to the gorge.
How much more do we have left of Corinne?
A couple seconds.
All right.
What else happened?
I left, you know.
Wait.
What's that noise?
Did I hear her fart? Was that Pete's mouth? Was that her ass or Pete's mouth?
My mouth.
Couldn't tell.
Oh, it was you?
Your mouth sounds like it could have been her ass.
I'm dehydrated.
I would be too.
It's funny here, but you have to be there when she's like the facial expressions and the people around you laughing.
It's yeah. Like,
that's why you're here. You're supposed to tell us. Yeah.
You're painting a picture
right.
for us.
You could always explain it to us.
Elaborate. You know? Elaborate.
You tell them, girl. You know, it's all these background noises there. Yeah. Funny. I love this job.
Yeah, no, you're very good at it.
Yes, you are. You.
And you fit right in at court.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like, you know, I go to some places and people are like, Chaz!
Right.
I was at the gun range, you know?
Yeah.
Pete goes to court, they're like, Pete!
Yeah. When the judge goes, hey, Pete.
You're my man. Yeah, right.
And the bailiffs are like, Pete!
Where you been, buddy?
Where you been?
Hey. And they're like, this dude has cigarettes.
I got your room the way you it still.
They see you, they're like, oh, I'm getting some butts off of him.
Yeah, he's got clean sneakers, he's got cigarettes and money.
Right. All right, Street Pete, nice job again.
Yes.
Worst camera work ever.
Okay.
At the Cove, So he has to. Someone has to teach him whatever the position of the phone is when you turn it on. You have to keep it in that position.
Gotcha.
Because he has a habit of
rotating
turning it on
in the middle,
and then right as soon as he turns on, he turns it on, and then he turns the phone. So the whole video is sideways.
You going freestyle again?
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Pete.
Sorry.
And then you're partying with Senator George Logan over the weekend, which is weird.
Yeah, he showed up at a party. He's friends of mine. My best man's wife is a selectman.
Has he been thrown off of a cliff?
To the gorge!
Pete! Who doesn't love pizza?
Oh. Mm. Find that person and beat them severely.
Yeah, there's a movie coming out called Pizza, A Love Story.
You know, I beat some meat.
And it's based on the Big Three in New Haven.
Mm.
And
the Holy Trinity
the
of
filmmakers
pizza.
Are here. Gorman Bouchard and Dean Falcone. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Is the movie out now?
It will have its local premiere on Saturday night at the New Haven Documentary Film Festival.
It's almost ready. It's almost ready.
Yeah, right. 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost ready.
Right. Why is it always 20 minutes?
Why?
No matter what you
have to sell the breadsticks.
No matter where you go, it's not like 18 minutes, 30 seconds.
Right, yeah.
Or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 21 minutes.
I don't want a pizza. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It takes time to put all that love into it.
Exactly, right.
All right, so let's go through this now. So you do the Big Three, and then you go through the history of each place? Is that how it works? Or
the history of not only of each place, but the history of the Italians moving to New Haven in the late 1800s.
Oh.
And what
it took one car.
Yeah, and basically how Worcester Square, you know, became the one of the largest populations of Italians anywhere in the country at that point in time, and how the bakeries led to the pizza places, and how Frank Pepe basically became the face of American pizza.
Right. Okay,
all Italians called Worcester Square, though. Why is that?
So I'm guessing one popular family from a village in Italy finds that spot in New Haven, and then everyone follows them there? No?
Not really, no. Yeah? No, it's more of a lot of people being brought over by a company that was making locks because the Italians are really good with their hands.
Right.
And they just bring over their foods, and the bakeries sort of gave...
So there was a lock company in New Haven.
Yeah,
and
Sergeant
so people,
Lock.
People started by. Oh, I remember Sergeant.
Yeah, they put a lock on it.
They brought them in from the Amalfi Coast. I mean, like 10,000 families. Like crazy amount. That place was huge. It was like how many city blocks was that factory?
It was like four or five city blocks, and
just the factory.
Just the factory.
And at the turn of the century, we had over 200,000 people living in New Haven. So
okay. Yeah.
So I'm guessing getting locked out of your house would be really embarrassing.
What do you mean you have a freaking key?
I thought you unlocked me.
You just freaking made me lock you, Gino. Stupid. What are you, stupid?
You're good with your hands.
For God's sake, Carmine, what the hell's the matter with you? How do you lose a freaking key?
Okay, so with that comes all of the foods and Italian bakers. And then, you know, we've had Gary from Pepe's Inn several times talking about how somebody asked for some sauce on the bread, right?
Well, it was, and Frank would go out to the local markets on a little cart and sell basically what we would think of as flatbread with sauce on it, which of course became the first pizza, and what we in New Haven know as a plain, because a real plain pie doesn't have cheese,
right?
Just dough and sauce.
That's it.
Interesting. So you go through the history of that,
right. And then we start going how each place developed, where the where the followings came from, but we also go through the rules.
There's seven. We might not be able to get them all, but we'll cover what we can here. Gorman and Dean, the movie makers, are here. What's the number one rule of pizza eating?
It's not burnt. It's charred. The most important thing with New Haven pizza.
It's charred.
Yeah, if you don't, and the other thing is, if you're eating pizza and your hands don't look like you've been gardening, you're not eating pizza.
Yeah, gotcha. Your hands have to be black, basically. Right.
Yeah,
okay. I like that description.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
You
guys have to go with your fingers afterwards.
Right.
It's that coal.
Yeah, you want to
feel that.
If your napkin doesn't look like you just got done wiping down a chimney.
Oh, yeah. And how many napkins?
Exactly, right.
You know, it's like you go to Sally's and it's like you just have this pile.
Just leave the freaking roll.
Yeah. Right. All right, so number one, it's not burnt, it's charred.
Right.
Number two, it's not mozzarella, it's moots.
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 All right.
Moots.
All right.
Okay. Right.
I'll write that down.
Yeah. Nothing's worth me. So I'm saying, let me have some mozzarella cheese, please.
Oh, God.
Mozzarella. Get out of here.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, but you just say moots. See, I wasn't I wasn't brought up saying that, so I feel like a poser saying that. You know what I mean? It's like not a word that I used growing up, and so now what am I going to be, like a fake pizza connoisseur?
Right, it was a cheese pizza, please.
Yeah. All right, but I got you. Say mutts, not moots.
But you're an iconic New Haven guy, so no one will know the difference.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I like that. That was a compliment.
You're good, you. You're good, you. All
right. Thank you. What's rule number three?
Definitely a plain pie has no cheese on it. No really durns. There's no mozzarella on a plain pie. It is just sauce and dough.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's something that people will argue with me about that. And I'm like, I've spent 11 years working on a movie about pizza. I think I know.
Right. And for those who are lactose intolerant, that's a godsend.
Interesting. Yeah. Right. 11 years.
Yeah, pizza, started, no problems afterwards.
This started 11 years ago.
Wow.
Huh.
Are you guys procrastinators? Or was there just that much information?
You had to finish each bite.
We wanted to make sure that we liked the pizza as much as we just had to keep eating it.
Yeah.
And, right. Well, right. We couldn't get it wrong because we live here and we want to continue to go to these places. So
how long can you look up how long it took James Cameron to make Titanic?
This is an important film.
I remember when Kevin Costner was making Waterworld and it was like 2 years.
Right.
That was a disaster.
It says right here in Titanic, well, I don't know. It's not as long as it took to make a pizza love story.
Yeah.
Nobody drinks
it takes 20 minutes to make a pizza.
Right.
11 years to make a movie. So 11 years.
You gave it some thought.
Yeah, no, I like the perfectionist angle. And I like, are you guys married or whatever? Because that's great. Hon, you know, I got to go. I'm working on a movie.
Get a pizza, get
You're just going out for pizza.
You
and Dean keep going out for pizza. Yeah, well, you know, we got that thing we got to do.
We're all starving over here.
Real secret.
I've killed, my wife won't even eat pizza anymore. I've destroyed her pizza.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this movie's about the big three, Pepe Sally's Modern, but did you cover other pizza places or do you intend on? This is it.
There are only three pizza places in the world. Sorry, I don't know.
And here now is where you start getting heat.
I don't know. I don't know of any other pizza places.
Oh boy!
Eight, three, Dean.
Two, one.
Kaboom! Three. Just three.
Right. That's it.
That's it.
We have
that's
a back it. Entrance. We want to leave later.
Yeah. No. I think that in itself is controversial.
All these
now,
pizza trucks rolling up.
We get so you had arguments about that.
All day long.
That's why it took 11 years.
It's
all
brutal.
The bickering. Brutal. Everyone has an opinion. Yeah.
It's Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah.
But it's only about those. I mean, I don't really think that anyone who knows anything about pizza feels that those aren't the three. Yeah, there are other decent places in town. Let's face it. I mean, we're spoiled.
Yeah,
we're
rotten.
So spoiled in terms of New
Haven. In New Haven, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
But there are some places that should be on that pizza map. Now, like,
you know, Roseland Derby. Too.
Oh,
they're
on the map. Roseland is actually a very good pie.
They're on the map. They're on the map for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Love Story 2. That'll take 22 years to make.
There's even one or two good pizza places in New York.
Just one or two.
Yeah, one or two.
Well, that's a great thing in the movie. I mean, we have people from the New York Times saying that New Haven's better than New York.
Yeah, we
pizza.
Have
I mean,
yeah. We have so many it's people crazy. Saying this is the pizza capital of the world that are not from New Haven.
Yeah.
You know, and people from Chicago who are embarrassed by their pies.
We're going to get to some of these celebrities that you found to get into the movie, big names that everybody knows.
Oh.
We're going to get back to the rules. So how long did it take to make Titanic?
So he started shooting. Principal production began in 1995. It was released in December of 97. So a little less than 2 years.
That's
nothing.
If he had spent a little more time, maybe it would have done something.
Right. Exactly. He only won a whole bunch of awards.
Yeah. That's right. He could have made something if he was spent.
They got 13 Oscars instead of 11.
One more time. Right. Okay, so we got three rules here. It's charred, not burnt. It's mutts, not moots. And plain is sauce. What's the fourth rule?
There's got to be something in the water. Maybe not.
That's all Connecticut,
a big thing.
Okay, you're right. So what did your research of 11 years find?
Absolute contradiction.
Yeah.
We have all of these experts saying completely contradictory things about whether or not it's the water.
How would you qualify someone as an expert?
Someone is whether it be like Bill Pustari from Modern or Gary, or my God, someone in New York.
We had the lab. They had the lab test. They took water from all over the country and made pizza with the same water. It's not the water, but
really,
It's really more about the humidity and the altitude.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that like minerals?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
I mean, think about it. I mean,
quality of sauce.
We have
right.
Yeah, well, no, no, no. Cheese.
No, no, no.
That's aside.
I'm that plays to, like, into it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
But you know, like somebody said, you know, we have great water here. You can have the best pizza. You can also have some of the worst pizza from the same water.
You're right.
Yeah, and think about it. No one's ever had a good pizza in Florida, where it's way too humid.
It's no, humidity right. plays a lot, I think.
Interesting. Yeah.
And altitude, hmm. for sure.
All right, so that was worth the 11 years.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the celebrities you have in the movie. You had a lot of people come out and talk about New Haven Pizza.
So great. Lyle Lovett, huge New Haven Pizza fan.
Really? How did you find that out?
Lyle loved it, actually.
At his shows, he says, I can't wait to go to New Haven. Every time I see it on my itinerary... I know I'm getting pizza. I don't eat pizza regularly. In New Haven, I'm eating pizza.
Right.
And then,
so is that something he just says because...
No. We interviewed
him. Like, okay, New Haven, I'll talk about pizza when I'm over here.
California avocados.
I'm sure there's something to that.
Yeah.
But he's a true fan. We had a half hour booked with him before a show. How long we were there? Almost 2 hours with him?
Wow.
He is insane.
And the whole 2 hours was about that? Or did you talk to him about Julia Roberts?
No, just pizza. Right. Talk about important things.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
A different kind of pizza.
All right, so Lyle Lovett.
Yep. Michael Bolton, huge, obviously.
Michael Bolton.
Crazy.
From Connecticut.
Right.
Yeah.
Huge Sally's fan. I mean, he has press conferences. He brings Sally's to the press conferences.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. That's smart.
See, Michael Bolton, I'm delivering pizza now.
Yeah.
Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, humongous New Haven pizza fan, started a New Haven style pizza restaurant in Chicago.
Oh, really?
That place is the big, it's the biggest,
single largest, or the single highest grossing independent pizza restaurant in the country. And it's selling New Haven style pizza in Chicago.
So the deep dish people hate that. And it outsells the traditional deep dish.
Holy crap. Right. I never knew that.
That's a milestone right there.
So Rick Neal, I mean, he's another great one.
Jimmy Coplick.
Jimmy Coplick is so awesome. And he's so funny in the movie. But he tells
he's
all the
best
stories.
Storyteller.
He's fantastic. And he's got, it never ends.
Senator Chris Murphy.
Oh, Chris Murphy.
All right, so let's go back to Coplick. So with him, it's not just him. He's telling you about all the rock stars who specifically wanted pizza or how we got them pizza or whatever. Right.
So the Dave Matthews Band, if they come to Connecticut, they have to have Sally's backstage. I mean, that's actually written in.
Wow.
You know, when U2 was touring in the late 80s, had to have a backstage, had to have Sally's backstage. Right. I mean, it's written in.
Then Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler.
Oh, man. Who's better than Henry Winkler? He's so sweet.
Hey, you see pictures of him with Gary at Pepe's all the time.
Huge, huge Pepe. I mean, he's old. It's Pepe's.
Right.
I mean, he's total
old
school.
He'll say Pepe's.
That's really what it is.
Really?
Yep.
Actually, it says Pepe's on window.
No, but Pepe's says Pepe's.
Right.
Like, they pick up the phone. They don't say Pepe's.
Right, to say Pepe's.
But I think that's just through time. It's just easy. It doesn't sound as Pepe Le Pew. Actually, it sounds a little more French.
See, I'm thinking
maybe,
Pepe.
Maybe they went with it.
I'm thinking more Mexican, Pepe.
Gary from Pepe's just texted me, hey, brother, those guys are great. Had a great time working with them.
Well,
he's great.
He is great.
He's the best.
He's the best face for pizza in New Haven.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
What's his take call, too?
Biggest heart. That guy is with a sweetheart.
Beth. Hi, Beth.
Yes?
You're on.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're good.
Let's get past that. Why are you calling?
What's the matter?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can't hear you, but...
All right, hold on. How about now?
I own a pizzeria.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Great.
Okay, good.
We own a pizzeria... And we love all of the three that you mentioned, but I feel like no one goes outside those three places because they're so famous. It's just a draw.
That's not true.
And there's so much good pizza in New Haven County.
People go everywhere. That's not true at all.
Yeah. Is your place busy?
Yes.
Okay, then.
And
okay.
We have been told many times that we are better than those big three.
Do you have a gas oven? What kind of oven do you have?
We use a high temperature Rotoflex oven.
Okay.
It cooks a pizza in 8 minutes, 500 BTUs.
Wow. Insta pizza.
I guess
what I'm trying to say is that those three are so famous that people really don't venture outside.
That's not true because your place is busy.
No, I mean, it is true,
last night. I went to Zoe's last week. I'll be at Zoe's on Saturday. We go to Beverly, Roseland.
I guess what I'm saying is if you're visiting New Haven or you're looking for somewhere to go, that those three are so famous.
Sure. It's like going to the Vatican.
Yeah, but
that's where you're going to go.
The thing is,
those are good churches. Yeah.
It's someone who's tried every single pizza place in the area. I mean, there is a reason those three places are so famous, though. I mean, the other places are good. Those places are beyond good. Those places are, it's a religious experience. To me, when someone takes a bite of Sally's, it's like when someone does drugs for the first time, their eyes roll back in their heads. I mean, it's unlike anything else, and I think that that's what makes it special.
Can we say the other part of it is the history?
Oh, the history.
So when you go on Worcester Street, when you walk into Sally's or Pepe's, you just know so many people from all over the world have been there.
There are lines outside.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Beth.
Well,
Beth, why did I take this call? I wanted to know about the celebrities. Now we're out of time. Beth, what's the name of your place?
Capitorno's Abyss.
All right, I heard
in
of
East
it.
Haven.
It's excellent.
Yes.
Oh. All right.
We have a great mashed potato pie. Thanks for taking my call.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for running out the clock.
I can't wait to see it.
All right, thank you, Beth.
Mashed potato.
All right. All right.
We don't count mashed potato.
Oh, really? You know, it's funny.
That's not.
I always thought the same thing until I had it from Bar, and I was like, oh,
no,
I get it.
It is. It's just.
But it's not traditional.
It's not pizza. You can't judge
it's
a place.
Pizza.
Right. Yeah. Right. People are going to put pineapples.
Right.
They're going to put stupid stuff.
Never put pineapples on it.
Right. No.
Never.
You put arugula on it. It's just.
Isn't it?
Not.
I believe in Connecticut, someone trying to pass a law that it's illegal. It's a felony offense to put pineapple
on
pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm looking forward to seeing this movie.
Same here.
We have to have you back. There's obviously more celebrities and more things, more rules, which we'll record and post.
Yes.
But this movie sounds terrific. And again, folks, it's about these three places, and there's a million great places to get pizza.
Exactly, yes.
We're very blessed in Connecticut.
Spoiled rotten.
Pizza, a love story, premiering this week. And then when we get where you can buy it or look at it, we'll link it up to WPLR.com. We have 7 rules of eating pizza that will be included in their movie, Pizza, a Love Story. But then I asked them about fork and a knife.
Yep. And that's when the room got cold.
Yeah.
That's like eating, it's like eating a taco with a fork and a knife.
Okay. But if I buy the taco, wouldn't it be my taco? Like, wouldn't it be my choice? What, are you going to tell me how to eat an Oreo now?
You can eat any way you want.
Okay. It's
so you eat Oreos with forks and knives?
No.
Not anymore.
That's a good question.
Not anymore.
No. But, I mean, people have their preferences.
Sure.
Right? So, my thing is, fork and a knife, when the pizza drops on the table and it's hot out of the oven.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
We also have to wait 5
minutes. You have to wait because let it congeal. Because
I don't like these guys anymore.
Yeah, it's got to.
You
yeah.
can't
but
wait. It's so you're so
there's
wait.
Too many wrong.
You just waited 2 hours.
Supposed to be happy. How do you suck happiness out of pizza?
It's got to get to a certain
temperature. You got to wait 5 minutes. You can't eat it with this. It
gets to a certain consistency.
And then you got to call it this. And then you can't say cheese.
You want
to say it's a pizza. It's not pizza.
You want that perfect marriage of heat and cheese.
You can't wait. You just waited 2 hours in line. You're starving.
You can wait five minutes.
The issue becomes with the New Haven pies.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he just say one of the rules was it's okay to wait for 2 hours?
Yeah.
And then now 2 hours
and five minutes.
You gotta wait
no, it's 2 hours in line. It's 20 minutes if you're lucky.
Right.
And then another 5.
Yeah.
See, if you eat the pizza too hot, you burn your taste buds. You can't taste
this
the
is
pizza.
Why everybody
you're
thinks
an 800-degree oven.
This is why everybody thinks New Haven pizza is so great. By the time you actually get to it, you're starving.
That's right.
It's like, this is, oh, my God.
That's a great business model. Show up, make them wait 2.5 hours. They're going to love it.
That's Pavlov right. would love you.
And let's face it, 20 minutes inside, that's a fast delivery for a New Haven pie.
It's
that's
also right. like the complete. Yeah. It's also
it could
like,
be an hour inside.
Another hour. So it could be a 3-hour experience.
Yes.
When's the worst day to go? Sunday?
Friday,
Saturday,
and Sunday afternoon.
On a nice day.
Sunday night is great.
Right.
After 7 on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Sally's at 5 on a Sunday, on a nice Sunday. It's like, holy crap.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Tough. Yeah.
And I'm waiting to West Haven.
And the absolute worst week, according to everybody, is between Christmas and New Year's. Because all the people are visiting.
They want, okay, yeah, I want a pizza. Yeah, exactly, yep.
Right, then they get that person ordering like five so they could freeze it.
Exactly, yep.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
They bring it home, you know, because they're going back to California, and California pizza sucks.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Absolutely.
Tom and Aunt Sonny has been holding for 40 minutes. Whoa. He has a story for, what's this, Roseland? Char? Mm. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, quick story. Lena Lucarelli, the owner of Roseland, she's passed away since. But new customers came in, sat down, ordered a pizza. It came out, and it was well charred. They called her over, and they said, "Ma'am, this pizza is all burnt." She says, "Oh, you're in the wrong place."
You're in the wrong place.
Really?
Wow, see?
Yeah, and then what, just walked away?
Wouldn't recook it or give them a new one. You're in the wrong place. That's it.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Especially in the casino versions of, like, Pepe's. You can imagine somebody from the Midwest.
They have no idea.
They're getting it's burnt. It's like,
right.
But the thing is, it's like barbecue chicken. You get that little bit of grit. I mean, that's that extra.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I describe it like a piece of steak on a grill. You want those char marks.
Yeah. Right. Right. Tom, thanks for holding so long for that, because that, I think, is a perfect story of old school. Hey, this isn't cooked right.
Right.
Hey, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
That's like
it goes someplace else.
The Clinton story. Yeah. The Clinton Sally story, same kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. There's a great story in the film where when Bill Clinton was president, him and Gore were visiting Yale, and their press secretary called Flo, who was the owner, the last matriarch of the Peace Places at Sally's.
Of Sally's, yeah.
And said the president and vice president would like to come to your place for lunch. And Flo's like, "Well, we don't open for lunch." And the press secretary says, "No, you don't understand. We're talking about the president and vice president of the United States." To which Flo replied, "We don't open early for anybody."
Wow.
Yeah.
And his defense.
So then they ended up going to Pepe's.
Correct.
Correct.
And now there's the picture of him with the Pepe's.
See, Clinton thought he was actually going to be with Sally. He had no idea.
Hey, I heard that Sally has good pie.
I heard she's great. Everybody wants her.
She has a blue dress.
There's a line outside and everything.
Now, Sally's is owned by another company, right? The family's still involved, but is that going to affect or has it affected the
pie? Not the actual pizza, although they did some cleaning. New bathroom.
Oh, really?
Oh, look at that.
It's funny because you would walk into that bathroom and say, "They haven't done a thing to this ever."
I'm not going to spend much time in here.
It's charm. They call it charm.
Charm.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So the bathrooms are nicer?
Yes. Yeah. They did. It,
yeah.
They did,
and that's, it's, but when you walk in, it's still same table,
same.
Yeah. You can't mess too much with that stuff.
You feel like there could be a hit at any moment in there.
Yeah.
That's what you want to feel like. You know?
Yeah, right. You don't want to have your back to the window.
That's correct.
Exactly. Right.
All right. Thanks again, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And, nice job on
thanks
this.
Thanks so much.
You know, New Haven Pizza deserves an 11-year project.
It does.
So we can't wait to see the movie. Let us know when we can link to it and buy it and whatnot. Gorman and Dean, Pizza, a Love Story. So AJ's had a massive toothache. It started yesterday, of course, when everything's closed.
Of course. My timing's everything.
I think you could have went to a walk-in, but you didn't.
No. I went to a CVS.
How bad is the pain?
Pretty damn bad.
I think this is how they ask it in the medical field. Where is your pain level on a 10 scale?
When it was raging, like 10.
10.
It was at 10. Yeah.
10 on a 10 scale.
Yeah, it was like
and you're good with pain.
Yeah.
You've had surgery and you've come in and...
Exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So if you say 10...
It's 10.
It's 12. Yeah.
Right.
Did you call Dr. Crapel's office?
Yes.
Phil finds something funny about the...
Of course he does.
All right. So we're going to play that 16 seconds long.
Hey, it's AJ from Chaz and AJ Morning PLR. I have a bad toothache and I need to see a doctor. I was hoping to get in today. If you can give me a call, 203. It's been going on
all right, so you cut all that out. All right.
Yeah, I cut out his number.
Okay.
All day long, all night long. I'm like going out, running through Ambisol and ibuprofen over here. So please get back to me. Thank you. Bye. I wanted to let him know the severity.
Yes, that was the part. I'm glad that you agreed with me.
I want to, you know.
Yeah, going over. I'm running out of whatever over here.
I have ibuprofen over here. This Ambisol bottle was always
I'm over here.
Top.
I'm taking a lot of drugs over here.
Yeah. This Ambisol bottle's halfway now, and I've only had this since about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Going out of running through Ambisol and ibuprofen over here, so. I just wanted to let him know I got a problem over here.
Yeah. I'm running out of stuff over here.
You might think, you know, oh, that's just AJ on the air. That's just how he talks when he's out. No. Nope, that's AJ.
That's AJ.
That's how AJ talks to a doctor.
Right. Right on ibuprofen over here.
I'm trying to show the severity of my pain.
Right.
Struggling over here.
But saying over here, right. Like they don't think you're running out of it.
Over there.
Over there. Right.
I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real. I am.
Oh,
I am.
So he's running out of it where he is.
Right. Right.
I texted Dr. Crapel's cell phone.
Cool.
By the way, I would say he's the official dentist, right?
Yeah.
I use him. You use him.
Exactly.
Jennifer uses him.
Right.
Dr. Crapel?
Yes, I am on.
Hey, there he is.
Are you working today?
Yep.
Oh, you have time to fit AJ in?
I can see him, yeah, as soon as you guys are done.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, good.
Not a problem.
Yeah, thank you.
12:30, if you want to get here at 12:30, that's perfect.
Yeah, 12:30 works.
What time do you get out of here?
Whenever we're done.
Right. He's going to just drive right over. And then if you can
that's
get
fine,
him in,
yeah.
If not, then whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take a look.
Yeah. Get good magazines.
All right. AJ thinks he lost a filling.
Well, I did. I lost three fillings. But the one filling.
Wait.
The hell are you doing?
Wait. You lost three fillings.
Three fillings,
and
yes.
When did you lose them?
Over the span of like the last year.
Oh, AJ.
Your fillings are just falling out.
Right. Well, they were old fillings.
Right.
Well, they were like, he loves to be here.
They were like from like the 1980s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of
vintage.
My hands in my mouth. Yeah.
Like, all in the same area, or like one upper left?
No, one upper right,
one where the pain is.
One where the pain is, and one lower left. So yeah, upper left, lower left.
All right. So it's probably that filling, right?
Could be, definitely.
Yeah, it feels like there's like exposed nerve or something. Because
I like how you leave it open because you never really know.
When I breathe in, like the air comes through my nostril and like goes nuts.
Wait.
I don't even know what that means.
In other words, the air comes past the tube, goes, nah, yeah, like that. You know
that was the same words.
Oh, that clear.
I mean, different words.
Can you replace a person's teeth, Doc?
Yeah.
Because Phil's going to need it in a second.
Phil's going to need a whole new set of teeth, you're
right.
Saying.
Yeah. No, in other words, like, you know, like you breathe through your nose, your nostrils.
Right, you're breathing through your nose.
And if I breathe into my nostrils, like the cold air coming in hits like the tooth area, and it's like inflamed, like go nuts. How else do you describe this, you idiot?
Does Ambisil make you stupid?
Ambisil, no. Ambisil numbs it.
You should put the Ambisil up your nose. See, that helps.
I'm going to put my foot in mine. You know what I mean.
I'm just trying to make
All right, geniuses, how would you describe
this? I don't know what you're trying to tell us.
Moron, listen.
How do you want me to describe something I can't understand?
Okay, shut up a second. Listen, okay. You're breathing, okay? People breathe.
Yep.
You breathe through your nostril.
Right.
The air comes through, and when the air comes through, it somehow the air goes past my tooth and makes it go nuts.
Would you leave the screen door open? I don't know what that means.
Hang on, the doctor's talking.
What'd you say, Doc?
I said there's a whole lot of emptiness up in that head, isn't there?
You know, I don't want to play anymore.
I love that you made us hear that. Oh, man, that's great.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Oh, so, AJ, it hurts when you breathe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Don't breathe.
You know, when you breathe it, it makes it go, wah!
Hey, Doc, you got a trauma center over there?
Sorry, what?
You got a trauma center over there?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a patient in a second.
We're running out of Ambisil over here.
Shut up, Phil. we get out of here like about 11 o'clock latest. So can I roll over there?
All right.
Yeah, of course.
I thank you.
You can walk, or
I'm gonna roll over there. Yeah.
If I put my Ambisil in my coffee, is that still okay? Or
keep dancing, landmine, Phil.
All right, Dr. Crapel has an office in Milford.
I really look forward to this. So thank you.
All right, we're gonna check back in with you tomorrow. But yeah, all right. So AJ's in.
So I'll go straight from here right to you.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Doc.
Good.
All right, thank you,
Bye,
Doc.
Guys.
Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.